What does that mean? Means that here in Canada, because nobody reads Quran, you never get quiet. You remember what Quran means? Readable. Whatever. They don't talk about that book because that book is not there when they are talking about this. When Muhammad talks about, you know what? The funny thing is, Muhammad is an illiterate guy, and you know what's the first sentence God will tell him? Read in the name of you. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Means, it's not this reading. As usual, it's symbolic in God's story. Readable is Quran. When they read a readable, what should you do? When they transmit, please be a receiver. But you don't. And this is the problem for Rumi. He started his book with what? Listen. And later you say, when I say listen, you say, I'm listening. You are not. That's not listening. Because now who is listening to me? No one. All of you, you're talking inside, thinking. We're changing your name, doesn't matter. You will say yes, no, and you will change all my words, you correct my accent and mispronunciation. You do it because you're used to it. Who could listen? Only someone who practices. There is these practices of quietness. You all know about it. It's even scientifically proven to everyone. But look at us. We go around, we don't practice that to keep quiet. We need that keeping quiet. You know why? Because that's a part of that patience he's talking about. That patience. That patience will stop you from doing a very simple thing, which is a simple zikr. Zikr is repetition of something. By repetition, we want to get rid of this intelligence. You see, we write something, then underneath we do this. I mean, don't bother, the same. For this to stop going around. But it doesn't let you. When you're doing this, this one will count how many times you said it. We'll talk about how many times you did it. We'll talk about the difficulty of keeping quiet. Because it will declare it's impossible to be quiet. Because it is there by talking. When it doesn't talk, means your intelligence is not working. That's what we want. I want to switch off my intelligence because I know when I sleep this is switched off, I'm happy. I know getting drunk will help me. I want without all of those to do this. It takes years. Of course, it doesn't mean that always takes years. It could happen just like that. Don't forget that one. Our hope is there. But it takes years, really, to keep quiet, to listen, really, to let the guy finish his sentence. You know how impolite is that? Not to let the guy finish his sentence? Do you? If you know, how come that you do it to yourself? Listen to your thought, you will see that there are so many sentences that you never bother to finish. And normally the verb is missing. You know why? Because that's where responsibility comes in. Thinking about the verb killing? So I imagine myself a killer, right? But if I say, I wish I could have really, honestly, I was so... I'm not saying I wish I wanted to kill the guy. Well, it's here. But we interrupt even ourselves. Learn to think slowly. Now, let's hear the rest. Ensatu, therefore, I didn't finish the Ensatu. Ensatu means keep quiet. They said, whenever they are reading the Quran, keep quiet. And no exception to this. Therefore, after that, when there are these public prayers, because they have to read that Quranic verse out loud, one person will do it, that imam. And the rest of the prayers, they say nothing. They just stand up, because even then you're not supposed to talk. So in two first rak'ah of namaz, you will see the Muslims just waiting for the guy who is reading Quran. Because the guy cannot say anything else. Should read two part, choose two surah. Normally, the first one is obligatory. Because it's the key, it's the opening key of the book itself. Because it's a story that if you understand that, you will have no difficulty understanding all the stories in that book. The second one is by choice. Normally the people go for the shortest, and if the imam wants to make it long, we'll go for a very long one. But they have to keep quiet. Normally how quiet they are. Huh? Just here. They don't talk. But they think. They think about all the nonsenses. Because you have to do nothing. The guy is doing it for you. It's like that. So, you understand what ensatu is. It means there are the moments that you should keep quiet. And Rumi said, when you are perfect, say whatever you want. Before that, be careful. Because you hurt yourself, you hurt anyone, because this tongue is going blah, 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 blah. Yes?
Thou art not perfect. Do not eat, be mute, inasmuch as thou art an ear, and he a tongue, not thy congener. God said to the ears, be silent. When the sucking babe is born, at first it keeps silence for a while, it is all ear. For a while, it must close its lips from speech, until it learns to speak. And if it is not an ear that makes babbling sounds, it makes itself the dumbest creature in the world. He that is deaf by nature, he that had no ear at the beginning, is dumb. How should he burst into speech? Since in order to speak one must first hear, do thou come to speech by the way of hearing.
Is that what you're doing? Or when you started to approach this mysticism, you came with a lot of ideas, and talking to this, and approving this, disapproving that, and all that thought. You say, first listen. This is a field you don't know. I want to talk about a new field, state of being, which is selflessness. And you are self. So listen. Listen, I will finish this, I will explain it, then you can talk. Before listening, when you talk, you will create the state of confusion. You are like a baby who doesn't listen. Or like a fellow who will be born deaf. He will be mute, he cannot talk. So there is this necessity. That's why first order was listen. Yes?
Enter ye the houses by their doors, and seek ye the ends in their causes. There is no speech independent of the way of hearing.
You see that verse, and enter ye houses and blah, 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 which is not specified, it's all in Arabic. So they didn't follow that rule, for your information. Looking at the Persian one, you will see it's Arabic. You know how? This little stuff will give it away. Because in Arab language, you have the symbols for A, E, O, A, U, E. In Persian, you don't. So Persian is a very good language to be confused in. I remember my best friend who is Italian, he said, I've learned so many languages, and none of them was made to confuse someone. Europe is really. So when it is here, with some Arabic, we call it
They call it. No, not we call it, sorry. We don't have that. You know why?